News Talk 1620, WTAW, our monthly update from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Shannon Overby's on the phone as opposed to being in the studio because we're having to pre-record because you're having some fun when this is going on the air.
We are. We have moved into our new office, and we are having a ribbon cutting and kind of a party, so to speak, just to kind of show the community where we are on University Drive now.
And there's a reception taking place this afternoon, I understand?
We are. We'll be doing the ribbon cutting today at 4:30. That's with the Chamber of Commerce, and so the community is invited to be a part of that. But we plan on keeping our doors open until about 6:30 or 7 tonight. And we've got some beer and wine and some food from Veritas. And just kind of we'll be giving some tours. And we just want the community to come out and see where we are so that if they've got visitors that come this summer to see them and need to know what to do or where to go or pick up some brochures or maps, they can come by the visitor center.
And then you have this extension taking place tomorrow morning.
We do. If you can't make it tonight, you can stop by our office for breakfast. We'll be having kolache rolls and coffee from 7:30 tomorrow morning until about 10 o'clock in the morning. So on your way to work, just swing by our office and grab a kolache and take a tour and see where we are.
And again, what's the best way to identify where you're at?
We are directly between the Holiday Inn Express and University Title on University Drive, directly across the street from McAllister's.
Visiting with Shannon Overby at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, I don't remember exactly where I heard it, but I think it's worth a shout-out to our local lodging establishments. I hear that the occupancy rate is really unusually or maybe historically high this summer.
It is. I mean, I think that summer is just indicative of what the rest of this fiscal year is turning out to be like. I mean, we've heard from the city of Bryan, and the city of College Station is certainly no different, that their occupancy collection in Bryan is up 70, occupancy tax collection, I should say, is up about 75% this year over last year. And yes, the summer is going to be packed. They're projecting to be over 85% occupied, most of our hotels this summer, just full of events.
And we have discussed in prior conversations the continuing building of new establishments and don't see an end to that momentum anytime soon.
We really don't. I mean, we currently have about 34 lodging properties in our community. We have 8 currently under construction right now, which will be an increase of about 27% of hotel rooms. And from what I know, right behind those 8, there's about 4 or 5 others that are trying to work deals to come in our market.
The lesson being, for those who are listening who are planning to have out-of-town guests staying at local hotels and motels, get those reservations made.
Exactly. I mean, you can still find them, and our website does offer a venue for people to check availability for certain dates and what those rates might be in the hotels, and even book hotel reservations on our line website directly.
Which is?
visitaggieland.com.
And among the reasons for the high occupancy, a lot of things, as you've already pointed out, taking place this summer, if you could highlight some of the bigger draws that are coming.
Sure. Typically, the summer months are busy for sporting events, and that's youth and amateur, not necessarily NCAA Aggie events. And we are extremely busy this summer, hence the reason we moved our offices earlier than we had originally planned on it, because between graduation and the first weekend in May was the only available time my staff had to actually move our office. We kick it off immediately this weekend, this coming up weekend, June the 6th through the 8th. I'm sorry, I guess that's next weekend. That's the Great American Shootout. It's a basketball tournament that we host every year. It's going to be a great event. Immediately following that, starting June the 9th for the entire week, will be 4-H. That was the event that we were able to successfully bring back to our community last summer. And if you talk to anyone at A&M, it'll be here forever, but it is a very large event, 4,000 attendees at that one. And then first part of July, July 3rd, for 10 days, we will have the Youth World Cup, and that's an equestrian event with people from all over the world attending that, and they'll be in our community for 10 days. And then, of course, 7-on-7 and Primetime Sports, the 7-on-7 football tournament that will be back out at Veterans Park this year. That's an event that we lost last year to Round Rock because of new NCAA ruling that they cannot play on Texas A&M campus. So we were able to get some new fields out at Veterans Park so that they have all of the facilities that they need right there in that one location. That's coming back the week of June 10th through the 13th. And then at the end, I'm sorry, that's July 10th through the 13th. And then at the end of July, beginning of August, we have the Games of Texas, which will be utilizing facilities all over both Bryan and College Station. And we've had that in the past. I believe it's been about 10 years since we've had them last here. So we're very excited to have that back.
And I've heard some impressive numbers, not only about the number of participants, but those who follow the participants.
Exactly. Yeah, the participants are kind of the smaller number. It's those spectators that come, not as a youth amateur event. And so, of course, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, siblings, scouts, all kinds of people will be following all of those participants.
And again, a reminder of the ribbon-cutting reception that's going on until 6:30 this evening. Stop by the new offices for that and or tomorrow morning for breakfast.
Exactly. We'd love for you to stop by and take a tour.
Appreciate the visit as always.
Thanks, Bill.
Shannon Overby with the Convention and Visitors Bureau with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.